Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble!
Okay, it is day 16 of our daily democracy challenge. We only have 30 days left until the election because today is Sunday, October 4th.
Ah.
I can't believe that.
Wild.
It is really wild. But there are lots of good things going on this week, including what is our democracy challenge for today, Becky?
Well, it is, okay, we've got a couple of little things to mention here. We want you to sign up for tomorrow's action. This feels really self-serving to make this one of the things, but there is a documentary coming out and we are in it. And it's called The Pushback. And the digital premiere is happening tomorrow, Monday evening. And we want you to get signed up ahead of time because I think it's limited who can... to like 500 people who can attend the digital premiere. But it's not just going to be a screening of the film. It is also going to be a conversation with Beto O'Rourke and Shiro Veronica Escobar, who took over his seat in Congress when he stepped down to run for Senate in 2018. So very exciting things. We will post the link to RSVP for that tomorrow night. But of course, if you've been paying attention, you know that tomorrow is the voter registration deadline in Texas.
That's right. It is.
Bum, bum, bum.
And if you've been paying attention to the news, voter suppression in Texas is crazy, y'all. That things are changing every day. So every little thing we can do to get every single person out voting and registered, we really, really, really have to do it.
Totally. And I'm not sure. I'm sure if you're not in the Austin area, if you look up your local Democratic Party for your county, I'm sure that they will have voter registration events going on if you want to check those out or try and volunteer. In the Austin area, I know for sure there are going to be voter registration events going on right up through the deadline. And if you would like to volunteer, maybe you are a deputy voter registrar. That's awesome. You can volunteer as that. Or if you just want to show up and like help organize, you know, the supplies and whatnot, they are going to have, there's a group called Vote Up and you can just go to mobilize.us/voteup. And if you need to register, you can go to one of their voter registration pop-ups. But if you would like to volunteer, you can also sign up there. They're going to be outside of various coffee shops around town. So all outdoors, all socially distanced, all with all the proper personal protective equipment. So you'll be safe. You'll be saving democracy. It'll be good.
You'll be safe and you'll save us all. So I would just recommend, because it is today is the, I guess tomorrow is the last day to register voters, to talk about voting as much as you possibly can today. Well, and really every day until November 3rd. But you'd be surprised, you know, like you might think like, oh, everyone in my circle is registered to vote. Like it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. But you'd be surprised at how many people, because all I do is post on social media about voting, and Becky knows this too, the number of people who come out of the woodworks and like randomly text or Facebook message me because they just realized that they moved and they don't understand, like, does your license have to match the address on your license? Does that have to match, you know, where you're voting? No, it doesn't. You need to be registered to vote at your current address. So make sure you get that done. You know, email if you're on like neighborhood listservs, email them, ask them if people need help registering to vote because of the deadline. I walked over a voter reg card to a neighbor the other week because her son was in town and because of the pandemic had moved back home and wasn't registered at his home address, and that's where he wants to vote. So there's,
I bet that's happening a lot.
Yeah. So just whatever you can do, help the people register to vote.
I was looking at a map recently that shows the voter registration deadline for all the states, and Texas, it's all the southern states that have the earliest voter registration deadlines, because it's all the southern states that try to make it hard for people to freaking vote.
All the southern states who are super conservative. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. It's really, it's a bummer. But so we got to work extra
nothing
hard.
Feels better than getting to register a new voter. Because
that is true,
especially if it's a brand new voter, because then you're just changing democracy for their whole lives potentially.
Oh my gosh, it was the cutest thing yesterday. I took my girls around to hang voter registration forms on apartment doors, and my six-year-old was asking me about it. She's like, well, you know, what are we doing? And I said, well, we're giving people these forms so that they can be registered to vote, so they can vote if they want to. And she thought about it for a while, and then she was like, I think that some of these people have been waiting their whole lives to vote, and we are helping them be able to do it, and it's going to make them so happy. And I was just like, oh,
she is adorable. So Becky's daughter. That's amazing.
I know. I'm like, well,
I love it. So you never know. You might be helping someone out there, guys, who also has been waiting their whole lives to register to vote.
Yes.
Right. Well,
we will see you out there registering voters and catch you back here.
Maybe you'll see Becky's daughter. See y'all tomorrow. Yeah.